to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. So, this is going to be another episode where I just talk about a thing that's on my mind, you know. I have been seeing a lot of discussion and discourse about a music video by Troye Sivan. I hope I said that correctly. I'm sorry if I did not. I'm not super familiar with his music. However, the new song Rush is quite good. I enjoy it. And I think everybody agrees that it's a great song, but there are a lot of people that are upset about the music video because, you know, it's fun and it's lovely. And there's, you know, all of these guys having a great time and whatever. But a lot of people's complaints seem to come down to, every bitch in this video is skinny. And most of the bitches in this video are white and skinny. And this is not representative of the LGBT community. I get that. I understand. And there are a lot of people talking about how it could have been so easy to include somebody who maybe, you know, maybe was not very, very small. Maybe that could be a thing that happened. But there are also some people who are like, what does it even matter? Who cares? There's also a lot of memes. I love memes. Who doesn't love memes? And I had a few thoughts on this, actually. I'm part of the LGBT community, but I'm not a gay man. I mean, no offense to gay men. I love you so much, but I'm very happy with what I am, you know. I mean, listen, there are some aspects that I do envy gay men for. It's not so much that I want to be a man, because I definitely do not. And actually, that's a really sore subject for me. And something that she's been unpacking in therapy. And by therapy, I mean writing in my journal in the middle of the night, because therapy's expensive. but, you know, I do envy quite a lot of aspects of gay men's culture. Like, for example, they have more spaces available to them in terms of socialization, in terms of connecting, meeting people. You know, there are far more spaces for that cater to gay men than to lesbians, let's be real. I wouldn't say it's that they have more in terms of like media, but they have a wider variety of stuff. TV shows and movies and stuff like that, about lesbians, 9 times out of 10, they are either going to be, you know, hypersexual stuff that really was probably just made as like sort of softcore porn alternatives for straight men, or it's going to be like, oh, this story is really sad and tragic, Oscar bait, and these two women will not touch each other for the entire 90-minute duration, but we expect you to believe that they are deeply and irrevocably in love, which is bullshit, and I'm bored. Gay men tend to have more of a variety of those things. I mean, yes, they do have stuff like that. They have hypersexual stuff going on. They have, like, Oscar bait. These guys are gay and love each other, we promise, even though you can't really see any chemistry on the screen. But they've also got, you know, really, you know, heartwarming things, fun stuff. I recently I watched Bros with Billy Eichner. I'd been wanting to watch it for a long time. I unfortunately wasn't able to catch it when it was out at the cinema because it had a very limited release here in the UK. I don't know what was going on with that. But it was on streaming and I was really excited and I was like, yes, okay, here we go. It was a fucking brilliant film. Honestly, it was so fucking good. It was so good. And I really think that people across our community should stream it. Watch that movie. It's so fun. You're going to love it. Cannot recommend it enough. Cannot recommend it enough. But it is. And there's nothing wrong with this. And gay men should have their stories told. Especially when, you know, the stories are literally being told by gay men. It is a story by, for, and about gay men. So even though I loved it, even though I enjoyed it so much, even though they even, you know, had some lesbian characters, which is nice, and it was very nice, and they didn't have to do that, but, you know, still, it was nice. I still, as I was watching it, I was enjoying it, but I'm thinking, this isn't mine, though. I don't have this. And, you know, so that's what I mean when I say, you know, I have some envy of gay men. They have more spaces. They seem to have, if I'm being honest, like a bigger sense of community, in a sense. You know, I would say I know less than a handful of lesbians. And one of those is my girlfriend. So, I mean, of course I know her. That's a thing, by the way. Anyway, you know, but I don't have, you know, a ton of friends. And it's not that I haven't tried. I've tried to get out there and to meet people. But it's just not happening, you know. I'm trying to make those friends and have those connections. And it's just, there's no way to do it because I can't find any of these women. I'm telling you, I can't fucking find them. I'm not joking. Because we don't have spaces of our own. We don't have places where we can make community. We don't have any of that. So I it's hard to connect with people like me. Whereas, you know, for gay men, I mean, I'm not saying every gay man is like, you know, has a fucking Rolodex of friends, but it tends to be more that gay men have, you know, tend to be more likely to have an abundance of gay friends than lesbians do having lesbian friends. And I'm jealous of that. I'll just say it. I'm envious. Also, they have more like fun cultural stuff, like, you know, and again, not every gay man is the same, but, you know, the stuff that's associated with their culture is way more fun than ours. Like, let's just fucking say it. I mean, even if we're talking about pop music, okay, most like lesbian pop music is boring. Actually, quite a lot of it is just made by straight women, and quite a lot of our community gaslight themselves into thinking that it's actually being made by a lesbian. I'm not gonna say who I'm talking about. But, yeah, listen, her connection to homosexuality is about as real as that country accent she used to fake when she first started coming out in music. Let's be for fucking real with ourselves. But, like, music by gay men, it tends to be more fun, more joyful. I don't know. I just think maybe we can learn from these dudes. I'm just saying. However, and now to get back to the point I'm making, do we want to learn from this situation that is unfolding? So one of the questions people have is, is it possible that the video for Raj by Troye Sivan could have been more diverse? Could it have been more representative of gay men? Because that's what they want to know. I mean, I'm looking at clips of this video right now. Everybody does look like they're having a real good fucking time. It looks like a lot of fun. That's another thing, actually. I did not mean for this to turn into a monologue about the things I envy from gay men, but their social events as well. Like, they get to do shit like this, just hanging out, drinking in a, what is this, a fucking warehouse or something? I don't know. And do fucking little dances and just hugging. And I mean, obviously, I'm aware other stuff is happening that's hinted at in the video. I'm not dumb. but, you know, it's this kind of joyful energy, you know, we're just a bunch of homosexuals and we're having fun or whatever. We don't get that. Like, listen, quite a lot of, you know, the lesbian events that are available. And there's not many. There's not fucking many. Like, it's almost like we're punishing ourselves. We're not allowed to have fun. We're not allowed to. I think, if I may be controversial, I think that there are some people and they have this complex where they feel like they have to be better than gay men. And so they judge gay men for how they socialize, how they interact. And they're like, we're better than that. We're not running around doing all this. And I'm like, well, I don't know. What if we did? Would that be so bad? What if we did just get drunk and dance a bit and have fun? I mean, listen, what if some people did just like hook up? I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying we have to. I personally would not do that because I'm very shy and I would not be able to do that. But like, what if there was the opportunity for that? What if we just had fun? Just being happy and that. What if? But no, nobody's interested, so it is what it is. Although that being said, I say nobody's interested, but one of the things that is so commonly asked, you know, in lesbian online spaces, you know, ask lesbians, all that, which if you've been a long time listener, you'll remember that there was a time when I was very frightened of venturing into those places, and now I'm just there every day, like, hey bitches, what's up? Listen, a couple of years is a long time. And, you know, in a lot of these online spaces, which really are our only spaces in a lot of senses, to be real, where we can just be with each other. Because in every other space, that doesn't really happen. one of the questions that gets asked all the time is, why don't we have like a version of something like Grindr or Scruff and things like that, that men have? Why don't we have that? The closest we have is an app called Her, which is absolute dog shit and everybody in the community hates it, but it's literally the only thing we really have. And so I think people just stick with it for that reason. But one of the things that people ask all the time is like, why don't we have something like Grindr that is kind of, you know, more catered to, you know, casual stuff or hookups or stuff like that. Me personally, casual stuff is not for me. I you know, I don't judge people that are into that. I think, okay, good, do whatever you want. But I know that me personally, I couldn't handle it. I'll just be for fucking real with you. I'm the kind of person, I feel too deep. I get too emotional too quick. And for me, like, you know, sex is a very emotional thing. And so I would not be able to separate it. I know that some people can, and I'm happy for them, good for them, love that for them. But I am not one of those people. So for me, like, hookups and casual stuff just does not work. However, it is an interesting question. Why don't we have spaces like that? Why not? And again, does that play into this kind of community-wide thing where there are some of us who are pretending that they're above it, and that the things that we find in gay men's spaces are beneath us, when actually there is a demand for it and there are people that do want it and would make use of it, but they're being held back by this kind of snobbiness? I don't know. I'm just... There's no structure to this. You know there's no structure to this. Anyway, so back to what I was saying for like the fifth time or whatever. So Troy and his boys, they're having some fun. They're drinking some beers. They're having little dances. None of them have got tops on, really. They're wearing joggers and trainers and shorts and having a great time. And they're dancing and... That's nice. But the question that people are asking is, you know, did everybody in the video have to be so small? So small. I mean, they are pretty small. They are pretty small, in fairness. But I want to ask a question, seeing as, listen, I've already come in and been, like, controversial to parts of the community. I may as well just fucking burn all my bridges right now. No, I'm not burning bridges. I'm just asking a question. If the video was more diverse and had more types of people in it and had more types of bodies in it, for example, would you just take it and enjoy it, or would you turn it into discourse? Because here's the thing, there are times when artists have actually made the effort to be more diverse in their castings, and either the whole thing gets sort of written off as like inspiration porn and it's not taken seriously in its artistic value, right? Or it just does not get the same level of attention, I should say, as, you know, a video that just had like skinny white people in it or whatever. So in a lot of cases, artists are effectively punished for trying to make videos more diverse. And so my question would be, seeing as everybody is so angry apparently with this video, if the video were different, if there were a variety of bodies, if, you know, if people could see themselves in this video, would they just enjoy it for what it was? Or would it become more discourse on the big pile of discourse? Or would it just be ignored? Would it just be... I mean, listen, is it right that videos that are diverse, videos that are more reflective of the reality of a community which is diverse, is it right that those videos don't get as much attention? No, but it is the truth. It is the truth. If you look at LGBT media, and it's not just music videos. If you look at movies that are aimed at our community, TV shows, Christ, even books where how a person looks is not that fixed in stone, because, you know, the writer can allow you to use their imagination if they want to. But most of the time in LGBT books, there's this moment where the writer is like, oh, and by the way, everyone was skinny and white. And it's like, whoa, why are you telling me this? What? What? Are you okay, baby? What is going on here? But my point is, a lot of our media is kind of like that. And when it's not, it gets ignored. I mean, there was a lot of people, and they were talking about this show that was getting its second season, apparently. And I remember being like, what the hell is this? And I saw one article about it. Just one. And I looked into it, and this show had actually been very, very popular. Not just with LGBT people, but with, you know, the straights were into it too. As they should be. And it had a really good, you know, premise. And the show, like, the cast were very strong. I started watching the show, and I was like, I can't believe that more, you know, LGBT media organizations, for a start, aren't talking about this. Like, this is crazy. That show was Yellow Jackets, which, I mean, you know, now this show is huge, and I think these outlets are having to talk about it. But, you know, I basically happened upon it by complete chance. Like, The media that says it represents our community and our community's interests were not really that interested in promoting it until sort of well into the second season, which is fucking insane, because this show is what a lot of people keep saying that they want. They want something with a diverse cast. I mean, obviously this is, you know, more for, you know, the lesbian community rather than gay men, but you know, and there is a diverse cast in terms of race, in terms of body type. This is what people say that they want. And yeah, how would we have known that it had happened if nobody was promoting it, no one was telling us, hey, this is available? But I tell you what was promoted to me from LGBT media: a bunch of boring stuff where people barely, like, look at each other or touch each other. And then the other side of that coin, weird hypersexual shit that feels like it's just made for straight men. That was promoted to me all the time. Articles are written about that shit all the time. But they ignored the thing that now their publications are full of think pieces about. Because a lot of, like, LGBT media is... it's full of think pieces saying we need more diversity in our media. We need more representation of all kinds of bodies and all kinds of people. They literally had a fucking show like that, and they didn't promote it to us. They didn't tell us about it. Like, come on. Come on. It was right there. And this is not the first time it's happened. There have been quite a few examples of that happening. And it just kind of makes you think, well, you say that you want this, but when it's right there in front of you, you ignore it. Or, you know, you go the other way and you only ever talk about that aspect of it, and you don't actually talk about all the other things that make it a good project. So in a sense, I do feel for the creators here, because it's like, well, if you do go ahead and you make the effort to actually show reality and to show a wider range of things, you risk your project being ignored because people don't want to actually talk about it and they don't want to promote it and they don't want to see it. Or you risk the whole thing being thrown back in your face and, you know, the cast that you have, that you've worked with, called diversity hires and all this shit. It's a risk. Now, I'm not saying that the answer to that risk is to just, you know, never try. I don't think that's the answer. But what I do think is that perhaps we need to have a conversation about what we would do if we got the things we asked for. Because I feel like there are some people and they're making these statements and they're saying, I want this and I want to see this and I want to see myself represented in this thing and I want things to be different. But are you going to support the people that are doing that already? Just as a thought. Are you going to call out publications in our community that ignore the people already doing it or make fun of them for doing it? Because we're never going to get to a space where our media is truly representative of all of us if every time anyone tries, they get punished for it. But we, as the community and as the consumers of these publications that, you know, do this shit and all of that, we have some kind of power. So I'm just saying that thread that you wrote on Twitter about it, maybe send that into an LGBT newspaper or something as a letter. Let them know that this is something that actually matters to you and is something that you actually want. Don't let those bitches get away with only promoting the things that they want you to see. Tell them you'd like something different. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start telling people I want something different. And I keep complaining about how there's no spaces for my community and there's no spaces for me to meet people and connect. You know, I'm the opposite of Sam Smith. They're out here like, I don't want a friend, I want a lover. I'm the other way around. I don't want a lover, I want some friends. And I'm happy for them that they are getting what they want. I hope that they are having a wonderful time. But I want the opposite. And I currently have no space to do that. And so instead of complaining about it, I'm going to do something. I don't quite know what. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to open up my little good notes. I'm obsessed with digital planning right now. Sorry. I'm that girl. That's who I am now. But I'm going to open it up. I'm going to come up with some I fucking dears. And I'm going to come up with something. I can't be the only one in my local area. That is not possible. I can't be. So I'm going to find them. And we're gonna build a community and we're gonna be the way that I always needed and other people probably need too. I don't know how yet, but I'm gonna figure out a way to do that. I'm gonna stop complaining and I'm gonna actually act on the things that I want and make them fucking happen. And so this is what I would say, okay? In terms of this, see, she gets to the point eventually. Firstly, there absolutely are LGBT artists who are doing exactly what people say that they want from Troy. And nobody is looking at them. Nobody is looking at them. So perhaps we look at them. That starts a trend. It encourages more people. That's an idea. We call out publications from our community who only favour certain presentations of art and certain presentations that only include certain people. That's another idea. And thirdly, we celebrate each other. You know, you don't need to... You don't need to dismiss somebody who feels sad because, yet again, they feel excluded from something beautiful. You don't need to dismiss them. I've seen a lot of people being very dismissive of people who are upset about this. And I don't think that's super fair. I get it. You know, I mean... Like I said, you know, pretty much all lesbian media is either hypersexual, weird shit for straight men, or, you know, we kiss in the shadows, but not really, because if our lips touch, that's weird and we don't want to do that. All portrayed by skinny white girls, by the way, like all of it. I mean, maybe they'll get an ethnic girl in for one of the we don't touch at all throughout this entire movies, so that they can play up some kind of forbidden love. Oh my God. All ethnic people are homophobic, sort of angle. But for the most part, it's like skinny white girls, which, listen, I ain't got no problems with skinny white girls. I think some of them are very beautiful, but we're not all skinny white girls, is the point. And you know, so in a sense, I do understand where people are coming from when they are upset about this music video. And I would say that what I plan to do about it is to start actually highlighting the people that are doing something different and using, you know, because everybody has a voice, and I want to start using mine to talk about the people who are doing something different, and also building my own spaces and my own communities, and making people feel good in those spaces. You know, and creating the community that I have often felt I didn't have. Because if I don't, I'm just going to sit here whinging about it for another, like, 3 years or whatever. And that's dumb. I'm not doing that. I'm going to do something useful. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com. Or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda,